Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, sorry, man. I had to take a call from a vendor.
No, me too. I was on the line of Everest when you called.
Yeah. What'd they say?
They said that there were two reasons. One was healthcare sanctions, and the other one was arrested for misapplication of fiduciary property of or finance property. I was looking up into it. It was something about how, like, you are, like, the fiduciary for, like, a property, and you misuse the finances or something. I'm not sure.
Well, what he said it is, and he's sending over paperwork right now. You know, he's this is an insurance firm, right?
Uh-huh.
And if there's any criminal activity in regards to your business or you personally, you're not going to have a license to offer insurance. Uh-huh. Right? So the way insurance works is that money is not yours. You know, you're essentially a broker, and you're offering insurance to a third party, and if there's a claim, you're getting your money from somebody else and you're paying out that claim, right? Mm-hmm. So if there's really any kind of criminal activity, you're not going to be able to keep your insurance license.
Yeah.
Just like if William and Dean get accused or commit a crime or are arrested mm-hmm. for a crime, their broker's license is gone.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to be able to keep their doors open and continue to lend and borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's insurance, his license hasn't been revoked. What he is saying happened is he had a client who essentially filed a claim. There was some sort of claim, and he received the funds from, you know, whoever his agency, you know, works with or whatever. They forwarded the funds to the third party. The third party was the actual issue. Something happened with the money. Something happened, you know, because of the third party. The third party didn't, they were supposed to, in return, pay some of that money towards something else that had to do with the claim, and they didn't. They basically took the money and ran.
Mm-hmm.
He was implicated in the case just because he was the broker and he was kind of the middleman. And mm-hmm. so, therefore, you know, the person with all the money to begin with over here, I don't know how it all works with insurance, but, you know, the major insurance firm that he brokers for had to implement him in because they were working with him and he was responsible for the money, even though it wasn't him, it was the client that was the issue.
Okay.
So this went on for years and years and years. He was fighting it, and it got to a point where, you know, it wasn't going anywhere. He was continuing to rack up legal bills. He was having to do all these things. So he finally just settled on a plea bargain, paid $60,000 to make it go away. Well, obviously it hasn't gone away because there's still public records out there that make it look like he was the criminal and he had done some crime, but that truly isn't the case. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a license. He wouldn't still be brokering insurance and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what sort of documentation is he sending?
All the legal paperwork from the courts that show that, you know, it wasn't his crime. He didn't, you know, he was never accused of a crime. He played the, you know, he paid the plea bargain just to settle it and make it go away. It'll show that wasn't really against him. It was against the, you know, his client. His client didn't pay the bill, which is what, you know, all of this stemmed from. And it should show the reason why he still has a license and nobody's taking his license away. He's still, you know, brokering
mm-hmm.
insurance,
mm-hmm.
right? Which you wouldn't be able to do if you committed a crime that had to do with defrauding insurance. So
yeah.
I don't know if it'll help. I don't know. You know, I don't know if Everest will change their minds.
If Everest doesn't change their minds, then like we can still go to other lenders, such as maybe like a Knight or New Era or one of our lower caliber ones, such as Everest, and go in with the explanation instead of having them find it out, right? And maybe they can at least offer something comparable. We'll just have to see.
Yeah,
but
are they going to do 150 or 160?
I mean, they have the ability to. I'm not sure what they would offer, but those three that I mentioned have the ability to lend up to $250,000.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a chance. If we do get that plea bargain, though, and a thorough explanation, I hope it works just like a tax lien payment plan, and it'll just be accepted because, yeah, that just sounds like a rough situation, and I think it's a good story.
He's sending me over a story. I told him to be as detailed as possible so that I didn't misconstrue anything just because,
yeah.
You know, if he was a broker in the finance industry, I'd understand everything he's saying, but I don't understand the whole insurance brokerage,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they get their money, how it all goes through, blah, blah, blah. So he's, I told him just to be as detailed as possible. Send us over as much, you know, legal documentation as he can. We'll decide what's relevant and forward it on, you know, as we decide to. So as soon as I get it, I will I'll forward it on.
Okay, yeah. You know, I'll fight free and see if we can't get anything done for this customer.
Cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.